Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Fatty Scatty.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Ooh. I am Derek. Over there is Kay.
Ooh, where is it?
And we have our very, very special guest, Sarah.
Hello.
I'm doing Fatty Halloween shtick all day.
Ooh. It is Halloween.
Ooh, people. Ooh. It is Halloween.
Boo. Rocktober.
Yes.
312010.
Last day for that sound effect.
Oh,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when it's not? When it's no longer Rocktober? I'll give you another opportunity to play that sound effect.
Believe you me, I'll have.
October.
I'll have.
Okay, there you go.
I had my finger on the other thing, but I'll have it ready.
You'll have it ready.
I'll have another sound ready, I guess.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Derek, is Rocktober your favorite month?
I say it's. You know what? I think it's getting there. I think.
Yeah.
Rocktober. It's got to be one of my favorite months.
I'm personally,
oh, beautiful.
Based on my husband,
it was a beautiful birthday. By the way.
Might want to call it Rodtober.
Oh,
Rodtober is his birthday.
Yeah, our anniversary,
in Rodtober.
Yeah.
No, she didn't even say Rocktober. And
I did.
That sound of, you did.
Yeah, Rodtober.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
So I hope we get some trick-or-treaters tonight.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be exciting? They could call in.
That's right.
At 661-467-2416.
And we're having our Facebook contest to give away a $10 Starbucks gift card. Be a fan on Facebook, and we will be announcing the winner at 6:30. Call in to receive your prize. If no one calls in, we will all kill ourselves.
No, that's not true.
No?
We'll split it, and we'll all go to Starbucks.
Oh, sweet. We'll get Apple Twitter.
So I just have to tell the radio folks that are listening at home that can't really see, that we're all dressed up here.
We absolutely are all dressed up.
Sarah's dressed up like the Easter Bunny, white fluffy.
Great egg. Great peep. I am dressed up as a white person.
No way.
Yes.
White people are so scared of black people.
That is shocking. I didn't know. You looked a little bit like Kay, but something was different.
No, I got the really light makeup on.
I know. I didn't know Al May made that.
The straight hair. And I am going to go to Harvard next fall.
Oh, that's so, what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For the white people?
It's for the white people, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to move to Western Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or Maine.
Yeah, that's just,
Maine.
That's pretty accurate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And wear Birkenstocks?
Yes.
Or Crocs. Excuse me.
No, Crocs.
That's
Crocs.
All the rage.
Yes, Crocs.
What is, you know what? Crocs?
And I'm going to go to Trader Joe's all the time.
Crocs are
all
Crocs.
The time.
All the time. What's that, Derek?
Crocs are a Croc.
Crocs are a Croc?
They're pretty.
You got that rib shot over there?
They're pretty butt ugly.
I'm on the wrong page.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. No, it's
Crocs are retarded. Can
yeah,
you
what's
get that out of the way?
They're like rubberized with the holes? Like, it's not even a shoe. What is that?
I'm not going to name names, but somebody. Gave me a pair of faux Crocs for Christmas one time, and it was real special. Faux. Not even real Crocs.
What color were they?
Pink.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got those things you can
awesome.
Put in the holes. You
what?
See that? Like they got like ad flares.
Oh, right. You can
top.
Add.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's some crazy.
You're kidding.
Like, yeah, you put something in the hole, like a little button, like it's like a sticker or something. It's
what is
horrible.
Flare coming to?
I don't know,
I
but
mean,
adding
really.
Flare to your crock.
It just sounds wrong, too, by the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Derek, what are you dressed up as today?
What am I dressed up as today? The devil. Oh, I'm just kidding. Just trying to...
You're not the devil?
No, I'm dressed up as
the devil. You should have told them. I mean, the French maid costume is really attractive
Sarah
on you.
Gave
oh,
it away.
Really
I wanted
cute.
People to get.
The fishnets are really hot.
Ooh,
Derek.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Are
I
they,
wanted to get the ones with
fit?
The bow on the... Well, everywhere?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, something's riding up. Something's riding up.
I don't want those back, by the way.
Oh, well, okay. The heels yeah. were hard to find.
Yeah, the
oh.
heels.
Yeah, but they're comfortable.
I must admit, I'm really impressed with the 5-inch stiletto.
Thank you. They give me some serious height.
Yeah.
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 How are you feeling?
So far, so good. So
if you,
far.
If later?
You got nothing on Tom Cruise.
Wow.
If later you're hurting, you can get those Dr. Scholl's fast flats.
Aren't those just slippers?
Yes.
Oh, I don't...
They're little black slippers that you can fold up and put in your purse. They come with a little pouch. I saw a commercial for it this week. Have you seen this?
I've seen shoes like that at places like that boutique in Harvard Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With that Harvard Square boutique, Mint Julep.
Oh.
They sell gold and black ones.
And you can fold them up and put them in?
Yeah, put them in your purse.
Oh, my gosh.
So weird. I mean, why not just wear, like, comfortable shoes? There's the logic. Why not just wear, what's wrong with wearing comfortable shoes in the first place? So you don't have a need for these items.
Real shoes.
Yes?
I will defend that. Like, yes, for instance, yesterday I had a situation where I had to wear high heels.
Yes.
And then it's nice to have your flats with you as well, like your little flats.
Were they uncomfortable high heels?
They weren't bad. I never did change because.
Well, there you go.
But. I'm just saying in certain situations, sometimes it's good to have the backup.
I suppose if you're at a wedding and you're dancing, blah, 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 then
but,
I guess it's okay.
But what about the inappropriate things, like flip-flops?
Nerds.
You are starting on flip-flops now?
Well, I don't know. If we got a two-hour show. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But when we're broadcasting
never,
for an hour.
We'll never get off the flip-flops if we start now.
Oh,
that's probably
flip-flops
true.
Flip-flops are ridiculous.
Oh,
I've seen some in this month of Rocktober.
Let me tell
you. You have?
Oh, yeah.
What, and,
yeah.
And do they have coats on, too?
They have coats. They have, like, full long sleeve.
Ladies and gentlemen,
pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make a plea.
It's a shirt.
Why are you wearing flip-flops with your jackets, coats?
In fall.
In fall. And in winter. We saw them in
yep,
winter.
In winter. Oh, yeah, definitely. All year round.
All
the
year
only
round.
Good thing about flip-flops are when you're, if you use a public gym.
Or if you're at
yes,
the beach.
Yes, exactly. That's the
or you're at the
public
pool.
Gym. You don't want to get super bulk.
When I was at the pool last June or July, I had some flip-flops. I went to the beach. I had some flip-flops. It was fantastic. It was a fantastic free
record. Fantastic.
Wow.
But if I'm just going to, like, the library and I'm dressed up in my suit, I'm not putting on flip-flops.
Or Crocs.
Or Crocs, for that matter.
Or Crocs with flare.
Crocs with flare. It's
I mean,
stupid.
You don't want to wear flare, you know, flare in your Crocs.
Crocs.
You know,
I mean, just sounds wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, here's another view. I guess if you're going to go all the way with Crocs, you might as well just go all the way with blinged out Crocs. I mean, if you're going to go that way, why not just go?
Oh,
all,
I guess so.
Why not just tip the scales to go all the way?
Wait, yeah. Let's also talk about another really hot look. Men wearing socks with their sandals.
Oh, my God.
Cannot do that.
I'm
that's
so
awful.
Sorry. I'm saying this. My father-in-law. Did that the whole week he was here in November.
My father
last November he wore sandals the whole week.
With socks?
With socks.
Amazing.
You can't do that. I don't understand that.
It must be a father-in-law thing because my father-in-law as well has committed the cardinal sin of wearing socks and sandals at the same time.
The white, like,
what
yes.
is up with that?
I don't
not
know.
Good.
So
it's just so wrong.
I've
the
never,
whole point of wearing sandals is that your feet are exposed.
Yes, trifling.
And can breathe, but now you're putting on socks and defeating the whole purpose.
Yeah.
I don't. Why not just put a shoe on? You got the sock on.
What's wrong with
a
shoe? Exactly. What is wrong with a shoe?
You know it'd be the
people.
You know it'd be the ultimate.
What?
And I don't know if it's, we will do
Crocs with socks.
Crocs of Socks.
Flip-flops
sounds
socks.
Like a children's book. Or socks with flip-flops. Because you can't have a toe in.
Oh, no.
I've seen socks with flip-flops.
That's really bad.
No.
It doesn't look like it's not the same as people with the Japanese kimono with
horrible.
The socks on.
But, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, right.
But that's a different kind of sock, I think.
It is a different kind of sock.
I think it has the little toe separation part.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not good. Anyway, today was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful
very
fall
gorgeous.
Day.
Yes, really, really pleasant.
Wow. That's the sound effect I made last week.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I was like, did you guys pull that from The Shining or what?
Oh,
no.
My God. That was me last week during the post show.
Yeah, we got
a little bit
later.
Crazy.
It was a crazy post show, yo.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, your beloved.
So, last year, the Redskins played the Lions, who are like the worst team in football, right?
Uh-huh.
And they lost. The last year. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. This year, we got Donovan McNabb. We got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
We got a new coach. We're 4-3 going into this game today, right?
Still up.
We're going to play the Lions again.
Looking good.
Still, the Lions are bad. They are 1-5, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we lost. We lost today.
What?
Worst.
What was the score? What happened?
37-28.
30. That's a high-scoring game.
Yeah, it's a high-scoring game.
Well, both ends are kind of a high-scoring game.
Donovan McNabb is throwing balls at people's feet. It's just a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you see some of that?
No, I just heard about it. It's not good.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm heartbroken, and I'm distraught, and it's Redskins are counterfeit. Thanks. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So I'm not really having that great a Sunday right
sorry.
Now. I'm a little bit bitter. I don't know what's going on in Redskins Nation today. Anyway, that was my announcement.
Well, 4-4.
Boo.
4-4.
Ooh, boo.
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 Instead of a treat, we got a trick today. It wasn't good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got to wait till next Sunday now? Or
no, it's a bye. Bye week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then we got to
go. I don't know how that stuff works.
Well, you know, that's how it works. Anyway, during the bye week, I hope they figure out what that's going on.
Yeah, this bunny costume is really itchy.
Yeah? Is it a little tail?
I think so, man. I'm not used to scratching back there, but I don't know what this crap's made of, you know?
You know, the...
I need some Evian to go with my costume.
Those ears are really cute with a little...
Oh, they are cute.
Yes. Really
you know, I actually...
one floppy one.
Yeah. Before coming here, you know, I was painting the edges with that bubblegum pink. So
really cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Pink. White, pink, and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Leo's going to want to get you.
Well, you're a lot bigger than, I mean, you might.
Yeah. I don't know.
Assistant producer Leo.
You might want to come over later. You might just want to.
No. We're having office space callback.
Yeah. Oh, right. We are. God, we should do that.
We should. All right.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great idea.
It's a great movie. All right, Derek.
Yo.
Do you have any weird news?
I do have some weird news.
Let's hear it.
I found
her for the weird news
now? No, that wasn't. I meant to do this for a special thing for...
What do you got there? Oh, boy.
Well, where are we going to start?
I don't know, man. The Polka Hall.
Florida really gives us a lot of great weird news. We have a Florida bank robber.
Shocker, it's Florida again.
I know, right? Who dropped a wallet after stealing $6,000 from a Florida Panhandle bank. But he didn't put it in his wallet.
What's a Panhandle bank?
I think that's the name.
Right,
the capital letter.
Panhandle state, right? Or something like that.
I just associate the word panhandle with like begging.
I don't know.
Like if you're panhandling, you're begging.
That's not the panhandle.
So,
state.
Investigators.
Sorry. I mean, we'd have to look that up. I really don't know my trivia.
Investigators found the wallet nearby and showed the ID to an employee who thought it may be the robber.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah, you know, I'm sure there were many people.
And that's what's happening in Florida.
I'm sure there were many people within that radius that carry $6,000 in their wallet.
It's a lot of dosh.
Yeah.
Did he put the $6,000 in his wallet?
No, that was the thing. He dropped the wallet, and it had his ID.
That's what
they found. And
how much cash was in the wallet?
All right, I misunderstood.
$8,000.
$8,000?
No, I'm just kidding.
50 cents?
I'm sure it was nubs if he's robbing a bank.
Maybe he had coupons.
Speaking
coupons.
Of 50 cents, a 50 cent, is he banging Chelsea Handler?
I don't think that's real.
You don't? I don't know.
I don't know.
He got coy about it, and she won't speak about it.
Seems like an odd pair, don't you think?
Yeah, but she's got it freaky. And he probably really likes that.
Maybe. Just versus me out thinking about it.
Mm. You know. He's pretty built.
I guess.
And her hair is...
Fitty.
Fitty fat?
Her hair is pretty ridiculously yellow.
It is very yellow.
Mm.
Yellow.
It's not so great.
Like straw.
Mm-hmm. Or like these Sour Patch Gummy Kids.
And I can't stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
You got candy.
Of course.
Candy.
What's the next story, Derek?
All right, the next.
Keep the show going.
Keep the show going. Oh, this is a good one. We got a Cincinnati woman.
I don't like the orange Sour Patch Kids, by the way.
A pregnant inmate carrying more than a baby. That's the news headline.
What?
This woman was arrested for allegedly stealing a computer from Walmart. And as she was being prepared for a C-section to give birth, they found 15 pills hidden in her hoo-ha.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
What kind of pills?
They were pills used for treating anxiety.
Like Zoloft?
I don't know. It doesn't say what it is. That's all it says.
15 what? Like fully formed pills in her hoo-ha?
Yeah, she just was storing pills there. pocket would work, right? Well, I guess you're in jail. You don't want that to be seen.
Well, that's what happens if you can't find a solution you need at the container store.
And that's what's happening in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Almost.
Let's just talk.
It's hard with three because we're going around the horn.
I know.
And I'm trying to get, for everyone who's listening in, I'm trying to get to the end of the chicken dance.
No, I think they know.
They got it by
now.
I think they got it.
They get choked.
Okay. Yes. Wait a minute. What's that? Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, right?
The storing of...
anything in there.
Yeah,
anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got something in there.
Huh? Oh, that's...
Okay. I think we might be, you know...
You don't have stuff in there all the time?
Spending too much.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
Whenever somebody asks me for 50 cents, I know where to get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
I wipe it off real quick before I give it to him.
Okay.
She's doing shtick.
I am doing shtick.
Okay. That's
pretty good.
That's great.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Please deposit.
50 cents. Ching. What else you got?
All right. Oops, that's the wrong button.
Yeah, that is the wrong button. Oh, dear.
I got to go way back over here. Okay. Where is this? Oh, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Burglars.
That's already a weird story.
Leave notes thanking homeowners for loot.
Really? That's a big ball.
After stealing about $5,000 worth of electronic gear and food and other kinds of crap.
They stole food?
They stole food, too.
What kind of?
One of them, I guess it's two. I don't know how they know it's two. One left a note on a napkin saying, thanks. And another... like etch something into the wall saying, we love the stuff we got.
Oh, my God. They're jerks, and
what a
they
bunch
got big balls. Yeah, I mean, if someone broke into my house and stole electronic devices, I'd be like, okay, you know, maybe you need drugs or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they stole food.
Yeah. $5,000 worth of stuff.
They stole food from the fridge.
And that's what's happening in North
Carolina. I wonder if the food was included in the $5,000.
Maybe.
I think it was like, I bet there wasn't that much food. That's a lot of food.
I'm being like.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
It could have. They stole like, you know, truffle oil or something.
Right. Or
that's
caviar.
Caviar.
Or like a crate of
or $1,000 bottle of wine.
Booze, wine. I don't know.
I would still. I would be more inclined to steal wine than I would food.
Well,
except
if
it were
caviar.
Like, except if it were jumbo lump crab.
Or caviar, man, can really be priced up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd steal some jumbo lump crab.
Derek, how do you like caviar? Do you like caviar?
Let's see. That's the thing. I don't really.
The fish eggs, I know
you love
that.
Yeah, I don't really. They have eyes?
Well,
or they would have had eyes. So I don't really.
It's safe to say you would never eat.
Really,
It's kind of. You can't play that sound effect anymore. I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's appropriate.
No, you can't. Please don't play it anymore. It upsets me.
I'm talking about fish eggs and eating them.
You eat chicken eggs. What's the difference?
That's really different, actually.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
How is it different?
How's it different?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You do. You eat chicken eggs, Derek.
How is that different from fish eggs?
Well, they're not like little, you know.
Salty?
Yeah, they're not salty.
No, you got to back this up.
Yeah, it's not different. It's not totally not different.
You really got to back this up.
You don't eat chicken, but you eat chicken eggs. So how do you explain that?
Well, I don't.
I mean, I think eating eggs is fine.
Eating eggs is fine.
It's your protein,
and you do eat dairy too.
And it's not a chicken. I understand that it's not a chicken. It's like would have been a chicken.
Yeah. All right.
But a fish egg is not a fish. It would have been a fish.
But the eggs that we eat wouldn't have been a chicken.
Maybe not.
Right.
I guess not. But you also. I don't know.
Those eggs wouldn't have been chicken.
There's the milk thing, too.
Yeah, there is the milk thing. All right, you know what? Let's go out and get some caviar for the show. All around.
I think we might be spending too much time talking.
I know we might be spending too much.
All right,
what's
the next weird story?
All right. I'm going to go with this one because it's not really weird news, but it's about Halloween, that there's silly string in Hollywood on Halloween.
Why?
You know about this?
No, what happened?
What happened?
On Halloween. And on the next day, people will get fined up to $1,000 if they're seen, like, with silly string.
$1,000?
$1,000 fine.
Why? What's going on with silly string?
They want to keep silly. They've had many years of, like,
incidents,
crazy silly string in Hollywood with up to 100,000 people there and going crazy. With. And they estimate that it costs, like, $200,000 to clean it up.
Oh, wow.
So they're restricting big fines in L.A. No more silly string. And they even say you can get in prison for 6 months.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
That's actually hilarious.
That's
I love
what's happening
that story.
In Hollywood. I don't know if that. I'm sure you have more Hollywood news for us later on.
I do. I have entertainment news on the docket, of course. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other stories? That one was really good. I like that one.
No, I think we're going to leave it at that.
Okay. Maybe it's time for a break.
Oh, break time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea. You caught me off guard on that one.
Oh, sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay. We can go to break. Oops, what's this?
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
Professional.
This is the Darren Tim Case Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair. Here is what you do. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dusted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darren Tim Case Show.
Call the Darren Tim Case Show at 661-467-2416.
Professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Radio. It's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Yes, we are. And I'm eating Laffy Taffy.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters? This was a great movie. Do you remember this? Hey, Derek,
I love
did you see
it.
This movie?
I saw this movie.
You saw this movie?
Was there two? There's one and two?
I think there are three, actually.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
I've only seen the first one, and I saw it in college.
Really?
I loved it. I love them. I love the whole series.
I think I saw them when they actually did come out, and they were it was very entertaining.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's always great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love
and,
Bill
like,
Murray.
The marshmallow guy.
Stay Puft.
Yeah, the Stay Puft marshmallow guy, and then, like, the Michelin Man came to life.
So great.
Crazy.
I heard they're making a new one, or they're talking about it.
You're kidding.
I feel like I've heard that for the last 10 years, so I don't know if that's true.
There's a lot of movies that they said they were going to make that didn't happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was really disappointed about The Last Unicorn. You have no idea. They said they're going to make a live-action version of it, and I was all psyched.
Yeah.
So I heard this is like in 2005. Never happened.
Live Unicorn.
Never happened.
I'm
bitter.
What's that?
Anyway, don't forget about our Facebook contest. We're going to announce the winner in just 4 minutes. Oh, what's happening to your mic, Sarah?
Oh, this is really
creepy.
Wow,
that's weird, huh? What's going on? Sarah is all of a sudden very small.
The bunny got really small.
What's going on over there? Where'd she go?
Wow, she's just a little bunny.
Aw, so
very
cute.
Cute. Very cute.
So cute. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's do a little bit of the entertainment news before we draw. We're not drawing.
We're going to pick a name
at random.
The random
number generator.
What?
I think I'm going to change
you back. Oh, it's so cute. It's little bunny Sarah.
Can I have a carrot?
All right, we'll get you a carrot. They're in the fridge. Oh, really cute with us.
So cute.
Do we have any trick-or-treaters yet?
No trick-or-treaters yet.
For us.
No trick-or-treaters.
She's pissed.
Aww.
The bunny's pissed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear. Anyway, let's talk about this week's... I don't know what's going on over there. You might want to turn off that mic over there.
Oh, maybe I'll wave the wand and get Bunny back to normal size.
This week's entertainment news. Trick or treat, Heidi Montag is glad to be back with Spencer Pratt.
Oh, my God, they're back together.
Of course they're back together. Just a month after calling back her divorce, Heidi Montag is back to gushing about Spencer Pratt.
Oh, my God.
I'm not up on this.
She's 23, and I don't know how old he is.
She's such, excuse my language, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go right
she
ahead.
She's such a fucking mess.
She is a mess.
She's a hot mess.
Like, what is going on, Carrillo?
That girl's had how many plastic surgeries?
Like a billion?
No, seriously, like 10 or 12.
And she was beautiful before, don't you
think?
She
looked much better before.
She was very, like, Miss California. She was very pretty before, and now
there's something going on upstairs, man. She's got serious issues. I mean, to be 23.
And already, like, look like a fake Barbie doll?
Oh, it's so awful. She... Yeah, I mean, it's like the demise of her personal...
It's really sad.
Of her appearance, her aesthetic. You know, she thought she's enhancing. She's made it worse. She looks plastic.
She looks
really not natural, beautiful, you know. It's like when... Oh, you know, it's like when Jennifer Grey...
Does she have extensions, too? Or, like, what's her deal?
Oh, I'm sure she does. But it's like Jennifer Grey. Remember Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing?
Way better.
Dated Johnny Depp during 21 Jump Street. Dated... what's his head? Ferris Bueller. Why can't I think of the guy's name?
Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, thank you. Anyway, she had that distinctive nose. She looked so much better. And now no one knows who the hell she is.
I know, it's really
And she's
sad.
On Dancing with the Stars. That's where she is.
When you're on Dancing with the Stars, you know it's the end.
Something's...
You know it's
you're,
the end.
You're like
yeah,
grasping
sad,
straws.
You know it's nobody knows.
You're grasping.
Wait,
you're grasping.
Who was on? I just heard... See, I don't really watch any of these. Is it Michael Bolton?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Is he on?
He was on Dancing with the Stars as well.
Every once in a while, I can pull something out of my...
Do you know who else is on?
Huh?
The Situation from Jersey Shore.
Oh,
God. Keeps coming up every week on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I think you secretly want him, Kay.
I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, my gosh. I'd rather have Fitty.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that brings up a strange topic that I'm going to bring up after I introduce the random number generator into this computer here.
Uh-huh.
Talk amongst yourselves as I pick a winner.
Okay.
Can you do that?
You know what this is from? I think the funny gets smaller.
I think this is good. Time.
All right, we have a winner.
Oh, we have a winner.
We have a winner.
This is exciting.
The random the random number generator gave me a number 8. The number 8 fan is Andrew Doherty.
All right.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Woohoo. Andrew Doherty.
Yes. So Sarah Brady and Andrew will be going out for Starbucks.
All right.
Fabulous.
They just win automatically? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Or?
They have to call in to win.
Oh.
Wow. That's Sarah and Andy.
You
got
to call in to win. What's the number, Derek?
Oh, the number is 661-467-2416.
Let me just tell you that Sarah 1 year was the Morton Salt girl, I think.
Really?
My God. It was fabulous.
That's
and,
so cute.
And I know she was Dora the Explorer 1 year, too. People are so great.
The last year I dressed up, I was like the most generic costume ever. I was like sexy nurse. It was the most dumb costume of all time. Okay. Let me get back on the
Yes,
The weird thing I was going to talk about. Who do you find, or who are you ashamed to admit that you secretly think is hot? Oddly hot. Somebody who's oddly hot.
Well, that's interesting. I like that. I feel like I have plenty, but nothing's coming to mind. Hold on.
I kind of like the guy from Hoarders, Matt Paxton, the cleanup, the cutter cleanup guy. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the cleaning thing.
I wish we had pictures.
Yeah.
So someone you sort of are like really like.
Someone you think is oddly hot and you're kind of embarrassed.
Oddly hot.
Oddly hot.
Maybe Jack Nicholson 5 years ago.
5 years ago, what happened?
Yeah,
so he fell off the wagon?
You're going to put the time limit on that one.
It's just something about the way he carries himself. I've heard he's a dick, though, with the women. But he's, he's got his whole shtick going on. And
he does have a shtick going on.
I also like Jack Black. Come on.
Oh, you know what? You're
funny.
Right. He's kind of awfully hot.
So funny.
And funny helps that.
Definitely funny.
That really can be a turn on when a man
has
a
super turn on. Yeah, when you're laughing.
Funny is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Derek?
I think I'm trying to. I know I've got lots of these that I'm like, most people wouldn't pick that person out as being attractive. But the new front desk person, I don't know if you guys watch The Office.
No, I've never.
There's the new person taking over Pam's spot.
Mm-hmm.
Not Pam, but. Pam's kind of nice, too, but you know what I mean. She's like, I forget her name. She's kind of not your average looking. I don't know. She's good looking.
Huh. Hmm. Who else? Like a celebrity or something? Somebody we'd recognize.
I don't know. You're going to have to name one. That's tough, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have to name
all
one.
The movies that I see.
All the movies that you're watching.
Come on, Derek. I know it's Britney Spears.
I know.
It's Britney Spears. Really, it's not.
Is it Paris?
No.
Perry Tilton?
Yeah.
But her dog's pretty cute.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject for a whole other week.
I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of that, may I interject?
Go ahead.
This is huge news for moi.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Okay. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Okay, sorry. I don't know where that music is, but...
Apparently, we don't know either.
Okay. This past week, where I live has been approved for dogs 60 pounds and under.
Oh, my gosh. What is going to happen now?
Oh, Rod is in for such a treat. Please, do you know how much time I've already invested? My husband
said,
yes, we can get a dog.
So is this going to really happen?
Oh, my
gosh. It is going to happen.
Wow, this is huge.
It's huge news for you.
Great.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool, huh?
That's going to be amazing.
So I'm thinking of a Chihuahua or a Maltese.
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps a Yorkie. Yeah. That might be the doggy around the bone. But
that's awesome.
I don't know. I'm really thinking about a Chihuahua.
You've been thinking about this for like
years.
Gosh, I don't know. 8, 10 years?
Yeah, that's about right.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
By the way, Andy has 10 minutes to call in from.
Oh, there's a time limit.
There's a time limit.
Andy,
I didn't realize that.
We will pick the next winner.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Yeah, pressure's on.
And that's how we play. Oh no! It's
no, no,
game.
No!
I'm
that's
sorry.
Totally different game. Anyway, I've got some more new entertainment news. Kelsey Grammer and Camille Grammer's marriage is over, and she talks about when she knew her marriage was over. Apparently, he had an affair with some 29-year-old flight attendant while
Whoa.
He was in New York doing Bacchus Fall. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
It's kind of a show, isn't it?
Well, that's pretty Whoa. Crappy.
And
I've not seen her on that show. I've not watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It's a bore fest, but I watch it anyway. And I don't know. I actually do kind of like her.
Oh.
But all the other girls hate her because she's hot.
Oh, that
I think that's that really the problem.
Sense. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But
not being
She is hot, though. But I think all the other chicks hate her because she's kind of like
She needs to be a Playboy model or something, or a stripper.
I think she needs to be some sort of dancer. I don't know. I don't think
exotic dancer.
I don't know if it was exotic dancer. I think it was like a legit dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was.
No, I think it was like legit dancer, like on MTV or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, Derek's not in this conversation.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, they have 2 children together, I think, and he said, "How are our children going to react?" And he said, "They'll get over it."
Are you kidding?
Kelsey Grammer.
Wow.
Nice
you
guy.
Just went down in my book.
Yeah, I like wow. Kelsey Grammer, too. Until
well, I liked him on Cheers a lot.
He was great on Cheers and
Dr.
also great
Crane.
On Frasier
that,
as
yeah.
well. Great on Frasier. But apparently a really crappy husband. Anyway,
wow.
Charlie Sheen was hospitalized after a naked run-in with police in a New York hospital. This is the big Hollywood story of the week, I think.
God, he's a hot mess.
He is a hot mess. He used to be married to Denise Richards. Remember the, she was the Bonnie Bell girl, remember that?
Yeah, you know she had her own show, too. She had like 20 million animals.
I watched a couple episodes of it.
I have to admit I watched one or two.
Yeah, terrible show, but I watched it. Anyway, he told her that he wished that she would get face cancer.
Oh, that's
what?
Nice.
Yeah.
Who told who this?
Charlie Sheen told her that.
Told Denise Richards?
Yes.
When?
That's nice talk,
like
by
during,
the way.
Yeah, like during when they were fighting or something, when they were together. Isn't he nice?
What a random thing to say.
It
what
is kind of random.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. But the police described him, this is at 2 a.m. on Tuesday this happened, and Sheen was both drunk and naked, having badly damaged his surroundings in a fit of rage. Police described Sheen as being emotionally disturbed when they arrived. Emotionally disturbed.
Wow.
Radar Online is also reporting that Sheen was with a prostitute before his breakdown and that he believed that she was the one who had stolen his wallet, igniting the outburst. In the 1990s, the actor was named as a regular customer of Heidi Fleiss, who was known as the Hollywood Madam. And also, no charges were filed, but he quickly downplayed the drama, saying his hospitalization was overblown, and even his estranged wife suggested that his meltdown was exaggerated, and she said, "Charlie knows how to handle himself." But according to the latest news coming from Sheen's inner circle, Charlie's cocaine use is out of control, and the situation has gotten even worse.
He is truly
wow.
a hot mess.
He is a hot mess, but I got to say, 2.5 Men, funny show.
Oh.
I can't
never,
say I watch
never
it.
Never saw it.
It's actually a funny show.
That's what I hear,
actually.
My husband
and I watch it all the time, and we laugh. And
no,
laugh,
dude,
and laugh.
Dude.
It's a funny show.
Is that the Big Bang Theory's on the same night, right?
Yeah.
That show's good.
That show's funny as well.
That guy, Jim, whatever his head, the guy that plays the Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. He's funny.
He's fabulous.
Funny.
He is funny.
He's a great character.
All right, Andy, I'm about to enter another number into the random number generator.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Sad. It is sad.
Is that it?
We want to give you the prize.
Get your husband to call in.
He's got 1 minute to call in.
Oh, he's got 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the next story is Pee Wee Herman is coming back. Oh, dear.
Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee Herman is coming back. He's going to be in New York City doing a show, and he's back. He's going to do a live show. Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second.
Hello? Trick or treat?
Hello?
Hello?
Trick or treat. Hi.
Oh, trick or treat.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
I don't think I'm the
here?
Person that you're expecting, but, oh. But I figured I'd trick or treat anyway.
Hi. So,
what do we have here?
Are we going to give a trick or a treat?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to say treat because me and my little hamster, we're both dressed up as ballerinas.
Oh,
hanging out with
oh,
the very cake. It's
now,
really
what,
great.
What color is your tutu?
It's a valid question.
It's very light pink. And
oh,
believe me, my hamster has a white tutu. Because
oh.
I had the leftover tool I had was white. So it's got a little white tutu. It's great.
Wow, nice. Now, are you wearing a tiara, darling?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
your
okay.
hair is in a bun.
The tutu is
but your hair
goofy.
Is in a chignon. Your hair is in a chignon?
It sure is.
Absolutely.
And you, are you on point, or?
Not at the moment, actually. I don't know. It's been a long day. I've been pirouetting all over the place. Gonna put my
oh,
really?
My gosh. I bet you burned a lot of calories today. But, you know, if you've really been pirouetting all day, you've burned a shitload of calories, and that means a lot of candy corn tonight, man.
That's right. You can take all that candy you can
get.
That's really cool. Yeah. You could
Yay.
Just, you know.
How did you find a tutu small enough for your hamster?
That's also about
it. No, I made it. I made my tutu, and then I had a bunch of leftover tulle. I said, what do I do with it? And I looked at my hamster, and my hamster looked at me, and Bellini said, I want to be a ballerina too. So she got a tutu.
Wow. You both agreed. You agreed that this would be, you know, this would be the smart choice.
Totally.
So beautiful.
Wait.
That's great. You know, because these deep decisions are, you know, crucial, you know?
So you're dancing all over the neighborhood tonight.
Yes.
Where have you been? How big is your candy bag, if you don't mind me asking?
How big is your candy bag?
Whoa.
Are you stuffing it in your tutu?
I know it's gonna be scary.
Oh, so scary.
But you can stuff it in your tutu. The candy. Or in the leotard, but I don't know. But we'll leave that to that woman in that cell in Florida, man. I mean, imagine if she was going out trick-or-treating, she would make some serious, like, bank off candy. I mean,
she could be pulling a lot of good.
Not only filling up a bag, she could fill up her hoo-ha. I mean, she could probably have enough candy for half a month.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we'll give you the costume is lovely, and you really pulled ahead with the hamster in the tutu. So I think what we're going to give you is your choice of these big candy bars that we have in a big bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
What are my choices?
Happy Halloween.
Are you a nougat fan?
Oh,
okay.
Wait, just tell us which candy bar you chose, because I know our listeners are listening with bated breath.
That's right.
They want to know what candy bar you chose.
Well, I have to say, I chose the Milky Way, as usual, because you have the dark kind.
Oh, the dark Milky Way.
You go, girl, in
your
tutu.
Distinctive. Woo-hoo. I like it.
Go, girl. Viva glam in that tutu.
Oh,
wow.
And you all look beautiful, too.
Oh, you know.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, though, my bunny ass is pretty itchy, but otherwise everything's going well.
And these heels are tough to wear. But
You know, but nothing a little hydrocortisone won't fit.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank
happy
you
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween,
all right,
darling.
You too. Rock
Bye-bye.
On. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful little ballerina with a hamster.
Yes, that's
very
lovely.
Nice. Very nice.
All right, I am going to play the random number generator again.
You know, we should have
Sorry,
asked
Andy.
The hamster's name.
Aww.
We had a new winner, or potential winner, and sounds like...
Chris Rosal?
All right, Chris.
Call in, Chris.
Call in to win.
That's great. I know he could use the card.
Can he? Is he addicted to caffeine? Has he got a problem?
He likes coffee just as much as the next person.
Gabby.
Should we go to break?
Let's take another break.
Yeah.
Chris Russell, call in. Don't call in during the break, but call in before the show ends. How about that?
Before 7, yeah.
Before 7, or else we're taking it into next week.
All right. We'll be right back after
this. We'll be
right
back.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Barbecue foot massage. Jones, barbecue foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get the feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum delicious. We got fine dinosaur meat. Keep my money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get that social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. That is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage by H-T-M-L.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
Unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek Kincaid Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Tayshia. We are back on this Halloween night.
Boo.
I just want to say that the Thriller totally holds up.
Like, oh, it does. Totally.
Still, like,
man.
All of us were, like, bopping around.
Yeah, it's totally
it.
Great.
I mean, it's still got the kick.
It's still
much of Michael
amazing.
Jackson.
Yeah, much Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Still holds up. Except for some of the later stuff, which was weird.
Yeah.
Definitely weird.
Well, you know, that probably went along with the...
with all the other weird stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Oh, my gosh. I got some more stories. Well, this is not really... It's kind of an entertainment story. It's okay. It's part entertainment story, part weird news.
Oh, I like this.
Oh.
Part, like, stealing
we
from
have a blend.
Another... Yes, there's a blend. Yes,
no.
Thank you.
No, but you...
It's
not, wait, you have to cross
totally
that with some other kind of music.
I don't know. I could...
I can play...
There we go. That's great.
Oh my gosh,
feel the chi, the balance.
It's crazy.
Fabulous, the yin yang.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's do it.
Anyway, this dude, he's a filmmaker and he's from
Coxsackie, New York.
Oh. Do you know I went by there not too long ago?
No way, yeah.
I mean, I was thinking of our time there.
Right, when we went to Gilligan's or something.
The Cocksucky Mall?
Oh,
Cocksucky, New York. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
So where are you from? I'm from Cocksucky.
I think there's like an X and a U in there, but I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know.
Wow. Story hijack.
Wow.
Sorry.
Story hijack. Yeah. Anyway, so this donkey, he's a filmmaker from like some foreign country. I forget where it is. He made this
donk.
He made. We need that as a sound clip. He made this YouTube video saying that he got this Charlie Chaplin collection of Charlie Chaplin movies, and he watched them. They're like 1928.
Yeah.
And he saw this one scene where this woman is walking across the frame, and she's got her hand over her ear like this, and she's talking, and he's convinced that she's on a cell phone and it's a time traveler.
Oh.
He's a loser.
Oh.
He posted this YouTube video, and now it's become viral. If you're ever just watching it, it's like 8 minutes. I didn't watch all of it. But he played the scene over and over again. It's like 5 seconds. It's ridiculous. Time traveler. He thinks it's a time traveler.
Hmm.
And this is on CBS News, and they think it's a hearing aid, early hearing aid, because she's talking, and she's doing this.
Yeah.
Holding up to her head. Anyway, he's an idiot.
Yeah. It's too bad they weren't talking, so we couldn't hear what she was saying.
Anyway, winner Chris Roque will have until the end of the show to call in.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris,
Minutes?
9 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Otherwise, we will drag this contest into next week. So sad.
And we do mean drag.
Drag. So what's the number?
661-467-2416.
Yeah.
That is the number to call, Chris.
So what were you guys when you were dressing up for Halloween as children?
Oh, man. I think I'll tell you this. I was Mae West.
You were?
Like,
wow.
Three or
how old were you?
Four, five, and like six.
You were dressing up as Mae West at what age now?
Like four, five, and six.
I can't believe it.
Well, I've got photos and everything.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's kind of intense.
I would go up and be like, come up and see me sometime.
Right. Wow.
Because my grandmother, whom none of you have met, is very glamorous.
Uh-huh.
And she is 88 years old and wears high heels to this day, dyes her hair, and wears her lipstick and her jewelry and, puts earrings on every day. Very high maintenance.
So did you never have one of those costumes?
So she had all these fabulous hats and coats. And
what about the ones with the plastic mask that we have?
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about those.
Costume jewelry and boas. And yeah, I didn't really do the plastic costume.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I had some of those, too.
I was a My Little Pony. I had the plastic mask.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was a Care Bear, and I had the plastic mask. I was Wonder Woman, and I had the plastic mask. I was Snow White, and I had the plastic mask.
Wow.
I was Snoopy, and I had the plastic mask. And then one year, I was... And then one year, I was randomly... Betty...
What, Boop?
No.
Who Betty from Flintstone?
No, the colonial woman who is political.
Huh? Betty.
Didn't she make the flag? What's
Betty.
Her name? Oh my gosh.
You were Betty
Ford.
I
was Betty Ford.
Did you carry an empty whiskey bottle?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. No, I'm sorry. I was Betsy Johnson. No,
oh.
Wait. No, that's not. I was Betsy Ross. There you go.
Yeah,
I was Betsy Ross.
Wow.
I was Betsy Johnson. This year, you're Betsy Johnson.
Yeah, man. There you go. Instead of a white person.
Well, I was white then, too, when I was Betsy Ross.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
But now we have better makeup
today,
right?
It's a theme.
So it's more convincing.
That's true. I'm keeping up with the theme.
Yeah.
Next year, maybe I'll be Asian. I was Asian one year. Remember that year I went to
right.
Japanese school?
That's right. I remember that. That was awesome.
Great. What should I be next year then?
A chopstick? I don't know.
A chopstick?
That could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be fun.
But you can't go, you have to go.
I have to go as a different ethnicity.
As a pair. I don't, like one as its own doesn't really stand up.
Yeah, you could do a pair. You really could.
Who could be the other chopstick?
Oh, that would be awesome. And then
start
the takeout box.
You need to take a box. That's
it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I
think
it's so great. That's a big costume.
That's a
though.
Really cool costume. So I will say this. Another costume I was. Blueberry muffin.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, it was fun.
I think I might have been strawberry shortcake one year.
I was also, as an adult, this is the costume that takes the cake for
you
me.
You Rainbow Bright?
No. As an adult, Brenna and I wore hand
cuffs. Oh, I remember
cuffs.
That.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yes, this
she
is
was
great.
Mary Kay Letourneau, and I was Martha Stewart.
That was the same year I went as the Japanese schoolgirl.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, and remember what Derek did?
That was
great. Let's talk about what Derek did.
We were
yeah,
so drunk
party.
Then. It was not
let's
good.
Let's talk about what Derek did.
It was something crazy. I had electric luminescent wiring lights. I was wearing like a black
a black outfit, and then you put like colored lights all over
all
yourself.
Outlined by like this. I looked like someone from Tron. Everyone thought I was a guy from Tron. I had no idea what they're talking about.
Contact.
They're remaking that. Tron is coming back out. I am so excited.
So
all the nerds in the world, you rejoice. Tron is coming out again.
So excited, yeah.
Derek, what were you as a kid for Halloween?
I was a radio show talk host.
Radio show talk host?
Okay.
Dyslexic?
Yeah. No, I was... wait a minute, I'm sorry. No, what was I?
I don't know.
I remember once year I was.
We asked you first.
I was a ghost once.
Original.
Yeah, I had the sheet with the holes.
Yeah.
I think we were trying to save money that year.
You were like Linus from Charlie Brown.
I had one of those plastic masks too. I think.
Which one?
I don't remember. I don't remember them all, but I remember how they come. They get the mask and they got that little.
They had the plastic little bodysuit thing that you put over.
It's
like a garbage bag, but with
like
paint on it.
It's like a garbage bag.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't make those, and they're super flammable. You can like, you light a match near it, it flames up.
Wait, I forgot to interject. One year, Mom and Dad dressed us as banditos.
What?
Yeah, Mexican banditos.
Okay.
Eric and I,
what?
Because my parents, for
like
some
wacky
reason,
costumes
were
growing
obsessed
up.
With Mexico, and they went there twice before we were born.
Oh,
one time
goodness.
For 6 weeks. So
Six
we had
weeks in
yeah,
Mexico?
Yeah, in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I say.
That's craziness.
They loved it. They drove there.
Wow.
And they were pretty, you know.
Well, all good.
Pretty. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had any good costumes. Like.
But anyway, we were banditos.
Banditos. Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't dressed up. It's been 3 years.
It's been a few years for me.
Probably that party. Well.
The party I was
Wait, but you look great right now.
That,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I'm talking about
that,
like going
no.
out. I mean, we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
going
out. We're not at a party.
That
yeah.
French maid costume,
Thank
man. You are working that shit.
Thank you.
I mean, but I don't know. I think I need some,
Wait,
like.
Did you see under here? Do you see this?
Oh,
oh wow.
That's nice, huh?
Put that down.
Yeah.
Put that down.
Sorry.
All right, but I think I need.
The family show here.
I think I need some diaper rash cream or something.
Oh, here.
Desitin
in the back?
Desitin. Yeah,
Brenna,
thanks.
Brenna can call
Peter
in.
Brenna,
we need to borrow some of your stuff.
Brenna, we need to borrow some Desitin for the bunny tail, man.
Chris isn't calling in with like a minute left.
Not calling in. We might carry this out next week.
I don't know what.
Drag
with you people.
Drag it next week.
What's up with you peeps?
I don't know. You got to listen to win. You got to call in to claim your prize.
Well, we hope everyone has a safe and happy
Halloween. We'll be doing a bonus hour that will be available only for download at 8 o'clock when we finish broadcasting. Find us on Facebook and visit our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com and email the show at dkradio@gmail.com.
Right.
Wait, no. I think it's dkradioshow@gmail.com. I was almost there.
If
I
you're hip with the kid, if you're hip with the kid and down with the crown, join us.
Oh, my God.
And you can always call us at 661-467-2416.
Next time. All right, people. Have a really safe and happy Halloween. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be getting ready for the bonus hour.
Good time.
Yeah. I got to take this costume off, though.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll take part of this off.
Yeah.
I'll just take the heels off.
It's got to be black again.
Like
someone hand me a 40.
There you go.
Can I get some fried chicken over there, too, and some watermelon? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Down home delivery.
Crawfish bucket.
Yeah. Hand me over this. Yeah. Do you have Kool-Aid, Derek?
Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid.
Okay, cool.
Oh, purple drink?
Purple drink.
All right.
We have blue drink.
Blue.
All right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Catch a jolt from my electrode. did the monster mash.
Monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolf, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, they were jigging. Off, kick off, in the yard smash.
This is the Guaranteed Pace Show.
Call the Garrett and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Just fantastic. The Garrett and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. This is the bonus hour.
Yay! Bonus hour.
Yeah. And I'm Sarah.
I don't have to watch.
Special guest Sarah.
No more switchboard watching for me. Fantastic.
All right.
All right. That was stressing me out. We need a producer. Leo cannot do it.
He's a little busy right now.
He really is. There's a lot of stuff going on in that basket.
That basket is the place to be. I mean, I'm really... It's really exciting down there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
He's in the basket, all right.
So he's in the basket under the table. Is that where... Why is the basket under the table, can I ask?
Well, it's a good question. Normally that basket sits on that table, which is random, next to the table. So he could get in the basket onto the table.
Oh, and then there's the food tray with the black mold in it?
That's right. Yeah. And, he would normally come up from the table into the studio.
Uh-huh.
So we can't have that. So he's got to be under there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what's going on with that.
Do you know, I had this litter scoop for my litter box, and it broke. It was like one of those kind of big plasticky ones.
Wow.
And I was using like a really old metal one, but it was like kind of flat. So I would scoop the litter, and it would like kind of fall off as I sifted it. And I was getting real frustrated. It was taking like 10 minutes to scoop the litter every day.
Yeah, and you get three. I mean.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then finally today, I broke down and bought a new litter scoop. Changed my mind.
That's great. But you got a shovel?
It's basically a shovel with holes. It's amazing. It takes like 5 minutes to scoop the litter.
Have you thanked Allah?
Wow.
I'm white. I don't pray to Allah.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. Oh. Yeah, we got to keep going with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to keep going with my white costume. You think a lot.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do during the bonus hour? We're going to play categories?
Well, yeah,
I think
but
that's definitely going to happen. We got our Halloween edition.
But I think we should talk about our favorite candies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love talking about candy and things and other things that rot your teeth.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you know what I love but didn't get this year? Candy corn.
I know. You know, I might get
some.
You
know what? I've not had any this year.
Me neither.
I was going to buy it before I got here, but I didn't happen. But I love candy corn.
We get like the city off.
Yes.
We could get it.
Oh,
tomorrow, all Halloween candy will be 50% off everywhere in all retailers.
We'll get some of that.
Derek, name your top three favorite candies.
You know, I think I have to mention jelly beans. I don't know which order they go in. Oh, we have some we should finish up over there.
Uh-huh. So jelly beans, that doesn't surprise me.
I think that would have to be, that could be number one.
You love jelly beans? Are your favorite?
I do like them. I don't know if I could put them as number one.
Do you like Jelly Belly? Are you
I do like the
brand?
Jelly Belly. Yeah, but I like lots of different jelly beans, too.
Oh,
like the crappy ones, all that's all good.
Do you like the black jelly beans?
what are you saying?
I'm just asking you if you like the black jelly beans or not.
Yeah, no, those are good.
They're good?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I like those. It's like licorice or something,
right? You have friends who like black jelly beans. Is that what you're saying, too? I have friends who like black jelly beans.
Yeah, I'm friends with people that like black jelly beans.
Okay.
That's what you're saying?
Because I find a black jelly bean
wing that way.
I find... I find Jack Jelly Beans, Black Jelly Beans, to be very polarizing. Either you hate them or you love them.
It's definitely one of those things.
Yeah, that is quite the word to use in a conversation with jelly beans.
It is.
Polarizing.
Black jelly beans are very polarizing. Do you like them?
Hi, my name is Kay. I like black jelly beans. I find them to be very polarizing.
They are.
They're very polarizing.
Well, do you like them? Sam, I am?
Not
Sam, I am.
I was thinking more like Rain Man, okay? No, I don't think I'm a fan of those.
A lot of people don't like them. I love them. I think they're
You do
amazing.
Like them.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which way you
No, I
that.
Think they're amazing. I love the licorice
flavor.
That is
confused. But Sarah doesn't like them, right?
But I don't like...
No, you don't feel that way.
I don't like the white jelly beans.
Oh! I
what are the white jelly beans?
I see how it is.
Coconut?
Oh, I like them.
I'm not always coconut.
Gross.
They're all right. They're all right.
I think they are disgusting.
Trifling.
Death trifling.
You almost did it live.
It was so funny. No, I don't like the white jelly beans. I don't like the white, and I don't like...
But you like the black.
I like the black. I like the black jelly beans. And I don't like the
Hey,
blue,
how would you order... How would you order jelly beans at the Store 24?
At the Store 24? Is Store 24 still in business?
Maybe in some places. I don't know. But how would you order them?
How would I order them?
Yeah.
Who orders jelly beans?
All right. Oh, okay. You, let's
how
say,
would you
all
purchase
right.
Them,
how
perhaps?
Would you purchase them? What would you say? Like, I'm buying this or what?
Yo, I want some jelly beans, bitch. Hand me over some jelly beans.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you want me to do the ghetto voice? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. And like, do you have today's paper or something? And
yo, you got today's paper. There was this woman at the store. I kid you not.
That's awesome.
There was this woman at the Dunkin' Donuts. You're going to love this story. So we were going, my friend and I were going to work. We work at a retailer, and we were going to work overnight building something.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Dunkin' Donuts to pick up a dozen donuts for everyone because we're
nice. Yes.
And
in
a box of
them?
Dough.
Did you pick the flavors?
Yes.
Okay, that's important. We should talk about that in a minute.
Yes, flavors. We'll talk about that. We'll come back to that. And a box of Joe for everyone.
Oh, you're saying
rather because it was
than
like an overnight thing.
Getting what they give you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Okay.
Anyway, and it was like a Saturday Night Live skit. Her name was Shay, and it was written in big letters on her tag. And she was like...
On her tat?
Tag.
Oh.
Cat.
All right. I don't know. You're pointing.
Oh.
I don't know.
And she was like, oh, y'all want some donuts? Okay, what kind of y'all want? Oh, yeah. Y'all are so funny. Where you going? What kind of stuff they said? Oh, do they have those space bags? I'm like, yeah, like you send people. Oh, I want some of those. Yeah.
Wow.
She was
That's
really
awesome.
Special.
Oh, my gosh.
Shay, we love you. This is, I'm going back to that fucking donut for sure.
To say hi to Shay.
Sounds like a trip. Yeah, you want to check that out.
It was amazing. Anyway, yes, we picked out our donuts.
But if you were going to the Store 24 on a Saturday night ordering a Colt 40, a pack of cigarettes, and two lottery tickets, how would you do it?
In the Twilight Zone, you mean?
In your other...
If I would be like, I can't even do it.
Yes,
it's got to be right.
You
it's got to be right.
Fabulous.
It's got to be right.
What about...
It's got
to
be right.
Another one
we'll
about ordering
we'll
something at the diner? No.
Oh, ordering at the diner?
Isn't that what?
Who does the diner?
I don't know.
I thought that's what Lester said. That. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Maybe
who does the diner?
Maybe we can come back to this at a later point.
All right, yeah.
All right, wait, what kind of donut?
But we have to talk about the donut.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Boston cream is the best. I don't know why they only give you one when you get the box of donuts.
Oh.
At
Drunken Donuts?
Yes. You need at least two.
They're pretty good. You know what doesn't work with that is people that say, I'm just going to have half. That just leaves a whole mess of things oozing. That's not a donut where you're going to take half, right? And then someone's like, and then there's always the a-hole who tries to do fourth. Like, no, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, Boston cream's kind of all or nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, you just take it.
It's a donut commitment.
Right.
What about, the Bavarian cream, also a donut commitment.
You know, my favorite is glazed.
I do like
I
the
glazed. I love glazed as well.
Glazed is a
I
good
just
donut.
Like glazed.
Did you turn my cans up? What happened? Did I scream into the thing?
Yeah, I'm Andy.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Is that good?
That's good. That's all good. Right, now I can
good.
Hear myself.
Okay.
And I like the What else do I like? I don't even know. Oh, you know what's my favorite? Chocolate frosting.
The chocolate frosting.
I
really
love
good.
Chocolate frosting.
Yeah, that's also good.
I can't say I get in there.
You know what?
Oh,
the,
so
I,
good.
I like almost all of them, except the ones that freak me out are like the jelly.
Ew,
oh,
I
hate
I
jelly.
I don't, yeah, I don't like it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I totally
probably,
agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And I don't like the lemon.
I like
oh,
lemon.
I don't
Ew.
Like,
I
like that.
I hate
no,
the lemon.
No.
And
oh,
once,
that's gross.
And once again, I hate the coconut donut.
Oh, I love
yeah,
the coconut. I love everything but the jelly.
I hate anything coconut.
I'm really boring. I think I only eat the glazed and then the powder, not powder, the cinnamon sugar.
Oh that
that?
Is, that's
that's
a really
good
one.
Yes, those are like the only two I'll eat.
And don't forget our beloved cider donuts from
I
Atkins.
Love
those
cider.
Are so good.
Let's give a plug to Atkins Supermarket, shall we?
I'm
yeah,
really certain this is deja vu.
I know.
Farm
we
can only get bacon-flavored donuts. Is that it?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, there we go.
And you can't eat any carbohydrates.
It's
all
Yeah.
I gotta add.
Yeah.
I gotta add the first time. The first time I did that shtick, no one, my zings flew over the crowd.
I know.
Like
we were
it
so,
was, you were so focused, and I was. It was like.
You know what?
Like softball. I was throwing them out
I know,
there.
I know. I felt bad. I left you out there.
It's awful.
Well, you know what? We'll get you some of those donuts sometime, and you won't believe it.
Okay.
It'll be amazing.
Cider donuts.
They
have
carbs in them?
I think they would. I think the Atkins cider
not,
donuts.
It's not
would
have, jerky donuts made of donut shape. All right.
Actually, let's talk about cider donuts for one more minute.
I've never had a cider
donut.
They're really
people, good. At Copley Market on Tuesdays and Fridays, there is
every time Sarah comes in here, she always does a plug.
She's always
no,
got a plug.
And no one's paying her.
Listen, you got to get cider donuts at the farmer's market in Copley.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll check that
quiz
out.
Quiz question.
Mm-hmm.
What is Sarah's favorite candy of all time?
Watermelon Twizzlers.
I love you.
I was trying to chime in.
Okay, what else would be up there?
I have no idea.
Actually,
oh, I
don't know. Not too into too many.
It's marshmallows.
You love marshmallows.
Yeah. No, Sarah does not think about marshmallows at all.
And I make marshmallows from
That's
scratch.
That's right.
And, I haven't made any this
and
season.
And you saved me some fluff on the side.
I did.
I
do like candy corn, though. Let's talk about that.
Candy corn is
go back to that. It's great stuff.
Candy corn is so fantastic. It reminds me kind of like being at the carnival.
What about those little dots you used to get off the paper?
I never really got into
those. It's just the concept.
You want to get the door? I think we have a trick-or-treater.
Oh, do we?
We do?
You want to get the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the door. Wait, I really have to get the door?
Hello?
There's no one at the door.
Hi.
Oh.
It's trick-or-treat.
Oh.
Hello.
Trick-or-treat.
What are you today?
I'm just the devil.
Are you not just dressed up like the devil? You actually are the devil?
Should I confess my sins to you, and then I might have a higher ranking in hell?
Well, we can work out a deal. Some people like to work out a deal and like we sell their souls. Is that how it works?
Oh.
I'm the devil, you know, I do what I can.
So what do you sell souls for, like $39.95?
Or?
$39.95.
Why are you trick-or-treating?
$39.95.
It's just something I do on the side.
$39.95.
And I come up from the center of the earth, and I'm very busy. Very busy this time of year.
So you come up here to collect candy? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, and then I check in on people that have deals with their souls and stuff like that.
Okay.
So what's your pad like? What's your pad like?
It's hot.
But you like it like that, right?
It's going to be
scary. Oh,
wow.
It's a little cold when I come up here for, you know, Halloween.
Yeah, I know. You got that heavy coat on. I know.
Try to keep warm.
Do you need a scarf?
I got some pocket warmers here.
Oh, okay.
And it's keeping warm now.
Do you want some hot chocolate? I got some in the back.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's sweet.
Oh, okay. Do you want, like, hot salt water?
But are you sure you might like cinnamon hot?
Cinnamon hots? Is that what you guys have?
We got some hot vinegar in the back, maybe. You like that?
For it.
It's for you.
Oh, you do something I'm going to do with that. I'm a camel. Like, please, let me set.
You want maybe just some hot wine?
You know, you guys... Oh, you got... Mold wine?
Yeah, we got mold wine. You like that?
Why is it, why is it moldy?
That was a funny, it was a funny zinger. I like that one, Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not much is happening here. I think
we could give you some lychee black tea.
Lychee black? What's that for?
It's got balls on the package.
Yeah. Well, I get those. I get those from other people.
Oh, okay.
People that aren't too good, I'll get those, you
know. Oh, are you okay?
I come, you know.
Oh, so you have a lot of Lorena Bobbitts down there.
I got, well, you wouldn't believe it. You know, when it works out, I get both ends usually.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyways, it's,
What do you do with that shit?
Well, we keep stuff on the wall. We keep it in charge. We like to scare people with it. Because, you know, we do a little thing like, this is what goes on down here, and usually they end up being a lot nicer.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to interrupt you guys anymore, but,
you know, Devil, right. thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by. Do you want a piece of candy here?
Yeah, I'll take a piece of candy.
You want some bottle caps?
Yeah, I'll burn those when I get back.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Okay, have a good trip down.
Bye.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you next trip.
See ya. All right. Bye. Bye.
Kay, did he say be bitter?
I don't know. He said be bitter?
I thought he did. That would make sense for the Devil, but I'm not sure.
Who the hell was that? I just had to go use the little women's room there.
Oh, it was.
Are you using the women's room because you're wearing a French maid's costume?
Well, if I can, I'm making most of this, you know.
Yeah. I guess you gotta be appropriate. Yeah. I suppose.
I'm telling you that blonde wig is doing wonders for you.
Thank you.
It looks almost like Princess Peach.
I thought about it a little bit more
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Did you guys notice I did the brows too to go with it?
Yes.
Oh, those look really hot.
And let me tell you something.
But the glasses and the Jewish nose, though, they kind of take
Jewish nose.
Oh, wow.
Well, Derek calls it his Jewish nose.
Well, it's pretty good-sized Jewish.
Well, the mom Jew makes you Jew.
Well, she converted.
She converted?
Yeah.
Still makes you Jew.
But she didn't have the nose.
Where'd you get the nose from?
You don't get the nose from converting, right?
Where'd you get it from? Is this the peers?
I think it's from my dad's side.
Oh, okay.
Which is the prominent Jewish side.
Oh, I see.
Right.
All right. Well, shall we take a break?
I think we need to take a break.
All right.
You keep catching me off guard with that, but that's okay.
Sorry about that.
We can take a break. We'll be right back after.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
Are you feeling tired and weak? Do you feel lightheaded? Are you getting dizzy spells? Are you slipping in and out of consciousness? If you are experiencing one or all of these symptoms, it may be because you are not breathing. 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 Breathing is a safe and effective way of fighting death and death-related symptoms. Most doctors agree that breathing is an excellent way to stay alive. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to these testimonies. I've been breathing since the day I was born. And today, I work in a grocery store. Cha-ching! If it wasn't for the act of breathing, I'd probably be dead right now. No, really, I'd be dead. You can't survive if you don't breathe. I bought a huge fire truck today. What? I did. Did you know that organisms breathe to avoid death by asphyxiation? And if it wasn't for breathing, the Beatles wouldn't exist. Even dogs breathe. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? It's safe, affordable, and great for your sex life. Ah! What are you waiting for? Start breathing today, or else start dying.
If you've been stabbed, shot, or diagnosed with a terminal illness, breathing may not help prolong your life. Results may vary.
Huge fire truck! why is everybody looking at me like that?
This is the Guaranteed Case Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Guaranteed Case Show.
Hey, yo, we are back. This is the Derek and Kay Show on this Halloween. Hey, you guys get it? Smashing Pumpkins?
Oh,
like that?
I see.
I like that. What do you think of our new sponsor? For breathing?
Breathing?
Yeah.
It's all right.
You don't breathe?
Never.
Derek, are you hiding the bell?
I beg your pardon?
I asked you if you're hiding the bell.
I think he is hiding the bell.
I might have it up here.
Okay. The bell is now communal.
Communal bell.
Except for me.
Bop, bop.
Bop, bop. Bop, bop.
Anyway,
who's voting Tuesday? Vote. Vote.
Vote for
vote.
Us, please.
You mean we're playing the food game Tuesday?
Everybody vote. Everybody else to vote.
Game. I'm registered.
I'm registered.
It's really important people vote. That's my serious thing. Vote.
All right. You want to announce what we're doing?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can talk about
people
this.
People on the podcast aren't confused.
So we're going to play a round of Halloween versions categories, one of our favorite games. And it's very popular. And I don't really want to boast too much about this, but I am really good at it.
Okay.
And
My God.
I used to be a serious player back in the day, but I haven't
Brenna,
really played
I
as much
list,
right
oh,
now.
Brenna, you gotta
well,
download
she's gonna
it.
Download.
She'll download it.
Yeah.
I know she'd want to play too, but
yeah. Me too. Yeah, she can't wait to play with you.
So I'm really good, and we have. I try to. What I do is I play with these guys every once in a while, and I try to keep it fun and just you know, still play well, but keep it fun.
Uh-huh.
But some people take it a little too serious, but, you know, whatever. We'll try to do around and have a good time and play some categories. So we've got, we're going to roll the dice. And while we normally you have like 90 seconds to think of your answers, for those of you who don't know what categories is, we have a duck in the room. For those of you who don't know what categories, that's it. We roll a letter, and then there's different categories, mm-hmm. or so-called categories, that we have to come up with a word.
What's going on with your nose?
So itchy today, man.
No one blows noses like her.
And now, come on, something in the air today. My nose is ridiculously itchy.
What's that?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
And while we're taking time out on this, we're going to...
Sorry.
while we're going to be thinking of our answers, we're going to play a little what we call the post show of Kay and myself having fun with the post show
Word
sound
up.
Equipment. And I think this goes for roughly 3 minutes. Is that right? 3.5 maybe.
Maybe it's very entertaining.
So we'll play this and then we'll be back.
You got to roll the dice first.
Well, we'll roll the dice first.
Yeah,
all right.
We know
about.
The letter.
So you want to roll the dice?
No.
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 Okay.
Wow.
It's not cursed.
Roll it, Derek. Roll it.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I should come in with this because we're gonna play our favorite game categories. Oh no. I got. It's categories time.
I love it. Go ahead.
And Kay's gonna roll the dice.
I am.
And Kay's gonna determine the letter. But maybe first, we should read our options, our categories. Kay, you want to read the categories?
What? No.
No?
So
no. The listeners know.
Okay, all
and
right.
And we come back.
No.
Nobody wants to play with me here. Sarah doesn't want to roll the dice. Kay doesn't. I'll read the freaking thing.
All right, I'll read it. Halloween costume. Halloween candy. Halloween prop. What the hell does that mean?
You figure that out. That's part of the game.
Number 4 is Halloween scare tactic, :
Halloween TV special,
horror novel, :
urban legend, classic horror monster movie, scary place to be on Halloween, and weapon.
All right.
And those last two are without colons.
Ew. Okay. So we're gonna roll the dice now. Kay's gonna roll the dice.
Okay.
And the password is.
I'm waiting with bated breath. Okay.
All right.
So we will be right back after this, and we'll listen to the best of. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Your voices, because it's really great.
Wait, you mean
we're trying to order
switch back to there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to order a pizza, but it's not really working out.
Yeah.
One of these days, we're going to get it done.
We're going to order a pizza.
We're going to, yeah.
Within the hour.
I got the Powerpuff Girls
on because we had this voice.
You sound funny. I don't know what's happening. Did you just take some helium or something?
I'd like to order a very small pizza with one pepperoni on it.
And but you should cut it up with like a paper punch size. We want round.
Oh, punch size pepperoni.
Whisper size pepperoni.
And one olive cut up real small.
And you already ordered the small fry. You want one small fry cut up. There's a dozen of us little people here, and we're starving.
All we need is one fry. That's it. And a single onion ring. But the inner rings. The inner smaller rings.
A lot of the small and
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. We
yeah.
can have that.
But can you also cut that up into small pieces?
And if we could get one can of Coke and a dozen thimble, we're gonna rock this party, yo.
Thimble?
I don't know. You gotta serve in something.
A thimble it might be too big for me.
Yeah, well, that's a large thimble. I know what you want.
What?
You want that little cap that goes on a tire.
Yes.
You take that, it's
yes.
the size for you.
That's perfect.
Ah, so good.
Yeah. What can I use as a straw?
Oh, geez. Let me think about that. That's a straw.
Bug antenna to hollow it out?
You could. a bug antenna?
Yeah.
Ew. Just
hollow it out.
Maybe the little thing that they use for a spray thing?
Oh. Be good.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it might be too big.
Yeah, it still might be too big.
Because I'm already drinking out of the little tire
yeah, that little
thing.
Do you really need a straw?
I guess not.
Okay.
I could just drink it out of the tire gauge thing. What is that thing? The cap?
Yeah, it's the cap for the air hose. Coke in a cap.
It's probably clean, too.
Oh, boy.
Are we getting dessert, too?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what do we have for dessert?
A chocolate chip.
Oh, but they got to cut it up. It's really big. They could slice it. We could each have a slice of the chocolate chip.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That could be yummy.
All right, we're back.
Oh, Christ.
I have a hard time with E.
E's
I don't
the worst
know.
Letter
we should
of all
time.
It. Yeah, a vowel, I mean, honestly, it was tough.
I barely
terrible.
Got three.
It was tough. It was just awful.
I don't know. Maybe we go to break. We could
do another letter.
Yeah, we could do another one. It's going to give us like a minute and a half.
A minute and a half is just...
We could probably do it.
Just enough time we need.
We could probably do another letter after a break.
All right. Jesus Christ. This is horrible.
Trifling.
It is trifling.
You want me to start?
Sure, go ahead.
For Halloween costumes, I got Ed McMahon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, that's brilliant.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
May he rest in peace.
Well, there's a great website with... That's just Hi-O. It's just him.
Really?
Hi-O. Who's gonna announce those $1 million clearinghouse things?
I don't know. Somebody.
Or, you know,
the Publishers Clearing House.
He was the quintessential suck-up to Johnny Carson.
He was. But they're both gone now.
Yes.
For Halloween candy, I had nothing. I did have edible paper, but I think it's candy paper.
Isn't that more of a disease called pica?
What?
Or pica, I'm sorry. No, pica is a symptom of a disease.
Okay. Let's just back up
where
here for just 1 second.
Eat strange things.
Okay, I said edible. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't understand your segue there, but now I'm tracking with you. Now I'm on the track. Okay. You never had candy paper when you were growing up?
No.
Good.
I had candy buttons that were on the paper.
You can get it at...
Exactly.
No, but you can get it at, like,
you don't mean
sugar
candy?
Sugar.
But what's
going to
be good about
whatever.
It? This is, you
no, it's really
paper.
Good. No, well, it's not paper. It's just like flat candy, but it's like paper. But it's good.
Oh,
it's kind of like, I. You know what? It's the same
That's like me
stuff.
Licking the microphone.
Don't lick the microphone.
It's the same stuff as, like, ice cream cone stuff, but it's, like, flat. It's good. Anyway, for Halloween prop, I had egg, because people egg houses on Halloween.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Halloween stereotactic, I had nothing, and I had nothing for a TV special, and nothing for a horror novel, and nothing for an urban legend. For a classic horror movie, monster movie, I had Evil Dead 2. Did anyone else have that?
No.
No.
That's a point. And for a scary place to be on Halloween, I had End of the World.
Oh, very good.
That's scary.
All right.
So no weapon?
Nothing.
Okay. It is tough.
Did I get 4 points?
4 points?
4 points.
That's great.
All right. Now it's time for the fun time. Go ahead, Derek.
All right. Fun time?
Yeah.
It's always fun, right?
It's great.
Okay, well, here we go with my answers. Number one, I have Igor.
Excuse me, what?
No.
Did you just say Eagle Brook?
No, he said Igor, which is totally wrong.
Oh, Igor.
Because who spelled Igor with an E? Igor, yes, very funny.
Igor.
Speaking of that, I got a small beef to pick with you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's ours.
What is... Can you turn on the music for just 1 second?
Oh,
I just
boy.
Have one thing.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with you and homonym?
Oh, right.
You love hominins.
I'm not.
I think last week you sent me a text message and you said, it seems like, but you spelled seem, S-T-A.
Like the seam.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You use hominins all the time instead of the correct spelling of the word.
Well, I tell
What's
you.
What's going on with that?
It's not on purpose, I'll tell you.
It's not?
No, it's spelling.
No.
Spelling's tough.
Spelling's tough.
Yeah.
No, really.
He loves hominins.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that I love them.
No, it's
you're just all over
not
it.
By choice. It's not like...
you get mixed up a little bit.
It's just the spelling thing. That's
it's
all.
It's funny.
And text messages. Who spells... People... I mean, people must get like 70% of what they text right. Or
That's
even
true.
Less.
That's
like,
true.
People mess up letters. It's a text message.
I just think
this
it's funny.
Like a big document.
I just think it's funny that it's homonyms. Like, it's not just bad spelling, it's just homonyms, like the other, like another spelling.
Oh, believe you me, I'll spell other things.
I think you just want to say the word homonym.
I love homonyms.
You like saying it.
I do, it's fun. Anyway, let's go back to your wrong answers.
Thank you very much.
Igor, wrong.
For Halloween candy, I've got egg.
What?
Yeah, a little candy egg.
Sarah.
For...
Sarah, wait, why aren't you chiming in? Candy egg?
It's ridiculous. It's Easter.
I get that one.
No, you actually
you
don't. Let's vote. 1, 2, 3,
hey,
go.
No,
thumbs down.
Sorry.
Thumbs
okay.
down.
So let's move on to Halloween prop. I've got Eggo.
What?
What? Like Lego my Eggo?
Yeah, like the Eggo.
No.
For one.
1, 2, 3.
No,
thumbs
people hang them
down.
On the
thumbs down.
Wait, wait.
Thumbs down.
No, people hang them on the tree.
That's a decoration. It's not
a prop decoration.
People hang Eggos on trees.
Yes,
where?
You
say prop.
About.
What the hell are you talking about?
When you say prop, no. When you say prop, I'm associating it with the costume.
Isn't it decoration? Isn't a prop a decoration?
An Eggo is
like
not something
prop.
You inherently think of.
Okay, can we just back up to the part where you're
look,
saying
look,
that
look,
people
look.
Hang Eggos from? From trees? Can we
yeah.
can you elaborate on that a little
trees.
Bit?
Yeah. Please explain your logic.
Please explain. Like, what's going on with that?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, it's probably good we're just doing this on a two-hour
No one's
show.
Explaining the ego thing to me.
Please explain, Derek. Elaborate. Oh, there's an E word. Elaborate.
That's a good one. Well,
can't get a straight answer.
I should have been able to do two sets of people should have been able to do their answers.
You have a lot of flair in your crop.
Too much time talking about this.
So I'm not going to get the ego explanation at all.
No, it's just like for Halloween, like they might hang them in a tree.
Who does that?
People. All right, let's go on to the next. I'll just get one, I guess, so far.
Yes, okay.
Which one do you get?
There you
go. Oh, you little, no.
Okay, next one. Next.
No, you don't, actually.
We got Halloween scare tactics.
Yeah.
Yee!
Okay, sure.
All right, fine. That's right. Your first point.
That's my second point, actually.
No, it's not. Ego does not work.
One. Ego in the tree?
Ego is so not legit.
Ego on the tree. Yeah.
Ego's from trees.
That's
you see them with, like, yarn? They punch a hole through it, and they string them up with yarn?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a big fat no.
N-O.
All right, I'm just going to go to the last one, because you guys... weapon, I got edge guarding.
That's not really a weapon, though.
Yeah, but you can't hurt one out with that.
But you're not hurting anyone when you're edge guarding.
Yeah, you knock them out.
Oh,
this is not.
You're knocking them down.
I don't think so.
Edge guarding.
1, 2, 3, vote.
Oh my gosh! All right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sippy.
So in the spirit of Halloween,
I
get two. my vowels are hurt. Here are my Halloween categories. All right. Halloween costume. Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel, good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I didn't have candy. And then Halloween prop, eyeglasses.
Good. I wore them once with my Betsy.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Betsy Ross costume.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep wanting to take Betsy Johnson all the time.
Yeah. Great
okay.
Clothes.
Great designer, yeah.
Halloween TV special. Egbert's early evening Halloween special.
Who's what? That? Who's
okay,
that?
Okay, let's moving on.
Wait, who is that? Hold on
a
sec.
Fake? Wait a minute. I think that's... I smell.
Egbert's early evening Halloween special.
Explain yourself.
That was on in 1981.
Somebody Google
it. You know, it was a, you know...
81?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think that's bullshit.
Oh,
but go ahead.
Okay, moving along.
Probably use the point.
No. That's
oh
right.
Boy.
Ooh, I've already got two.
I got two.
Horror novel. Esther's Lost Colon.
Okay, moving. No.
I'm afraid that's wrong.
Esther's Lost Colon.
You know, it only came out in hardcover.
Oh, boy.
Esther's Lost Colon came out in hardcover.
Wow.
Yeah. What was it about?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It was by E.E. Diabetes.
E.E. Diabetes.
And E.E. Diabetes really wrote some very graphic, novels. And
wow.
Kind of gory, too.
What happens when you lose your colon?
You've got to go find it. And you have to see what's wrong with it.
Sounds
wow.
like a sequel.
I mean, I think it
sounds
was...
like a sequel could happen.
I think that in Esther's Lost Colon, there were a group of people...
Every time you say the title, it cracks me up.
I think there were a group of demented people at a colonics institute out in Arizona or in New Mexico. So wherever UFOs are, okay? And they were really into, like, colons. And I'm worried that I think Esther... We're led to believe Esther's colon was eaten by these people.
What's your next category?
The urban legend is eating crocs to lose weight.
No, I really don't think that's
a thing. It's a statement. Why do you think all those people are walking around?
She's really not doing well.
Well, people are walking around in Crocs because it's supposed to help you lose weight,
Okay.
Yeah.
I say
it's Virgo.
I don't know, Kay. I mean, you know, it all those people in Western Mass wearing cross. Listen, they shop.
Along with hanging Eggos from the tree.
They shop at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Automatically, they're buying less calories because that food's healthier. So they're wearing cross to lose weight. Yeah. Okay.
That's an urban legend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then scary place to be on Halloween, entryway. Come on. And when you pass out candy and the kids come in and if they're dressed like some scary ass, you know, like Dracula or Frankenstein or the hallway, the entryway.
You know what? I heard some weird sounds and I was creeping around and then I was in the entryway and I didn't know what was going to happen.
There's an entryway. Come on. If you got scary people dressed there, absolutely. You have to go through an entryway sometimes in mansions.
What is this, apple faffle?
I know.
You're trying to convince
it's
me.
Good, but
how many points do you get, Sarah?
I think she gets two for the whole round.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. I have one more.
What?
Please.
Oh, more.
You have a
weapon.
Yes.
Euthanasia.
Ooh.
Okay, 3 points.
Not really a weapon. More like
Come on.
Method of death.
That's a weapon.
Jeez.
I'm going to kill you with my
euthanasia?
All right,
fine, vote. All right, 2 points. God damn it.
I'll give you euthanasia.
No,
it's creative.
Fine.
I like it.
No.
Now.
Not as good as Egbert's early evening Halloween special
or
Esther Vlosk's
colon.
I don't know. I don't know if I maybe wait for the movie.
All right, wait. We got to roll a continent. This is ridiculous.
Do you think we should roll another one?
Yeah.
Break and
yeah.
Come back
I
and
think,
your answers?
I think
about a
good.
Minute and a half?
Yeah.
You want to roll the letter?
I'm going to roll. I got
to
erase my face.
I have to get a new piece of paper.
I'm just going to erase
my put them
on
the side like we were voting for the food game.
I get easily distracted by the thin color writing.
All right. You know what? If it's not a
if it's a vowel, I'm gonna
hard letter.
I'm gonna reload.
Yeah.
All right.
Here
all
we
right.
go. Roll the dice.
What are we doing about the people?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What are they gonna do while we?
Oh, we're gonna
they're
go break.
To commercial.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
People.
And
no good.
It's a vowel again.
It was a vowel.
It was O. We can't do that. All right. And what's that?
H.
H?
What do you think of H?
H. I guess we got to do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's
all
do
right.
it. And we'll be right back after this.
This is the Downer Page Show.
Are you tired of women? Fed up with their girly ways? Not sexually attracted to them? We have the solution for you. Try being gay. Being gay is an excellent way to remain sexually active while not involving the opposite sex. Doctors recommend being gay for anyone who is not straight. If you are a man under or over the age of 60 and have never or no longer desire shoving yourself into a muff, then being gay is just what you need. If your penis remains mushy around the pussy, if down goes the lever when you see the beaver, give us a call. This guy's not gay.
Hey, baby.
Do you want to be like him?
You want some of this?
I didn't think so. Be gay today. And although being gay doesn't cost anything, you'll get a full refund if you're not satisfied. And if you pick up the phone now, we'll give you a free can of red kidney beans. It has nothing to do with being gay. It's just that we messed up an order. Now we have all these kidney beans and don't know what to do with them. So we'll give them to you. It's fun. It's easy, and it doesn't cost anything. Call now. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Except for your heterosexuality. Be gay today.
You want some of this?
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Jump back.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back on this Halloween night.
H is better than E, I gotta add that.
Playing categories with the letter H for our Halloween categories.
H for Halloween.
Yay.
Yay. Shall I begin again? Or does someone else want to go first?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
All right.
Who?
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 Who do you choose?
Mm.
For Halloween costumes, I had Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yes? Good?
Fine.
Well, that works.
For Halloween candy, I had Hershey's chocolate.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes? For Halloween prop, I had hat.
Okay.
For Halloween scare tactic, I had howling.
So did I.
You did?
Oh, that's close. Mine's just pure as well.
All right. And then I jumped down to classic horror monster movies, and I had Halloween.
So do I.
Oh. You know what you didn't have, though?
Well, your answer? Halloween 2, did you have that?
Oh, okay.
Any other?
Does that work?
Darling?
I had a Scary Place to Be on Halloween, and I put hell.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the devil here earlier.
Yeah. And for weapon, I had a hatchet.
All
That's
right.
Good.
Very good.
Oh,
okay.
Sweet. I got some points.
Nice.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points.
Wow.
All right. What do you got over there?
All right. For Halloween costume, I got homo.
Oh, my God. Moving along. Jesus.
The ad was interesting. I thought it helped me come up with.
Okay. All right.
It works. For some
oh
people.
My God.
That's right. All right. And then for candy, it's very close to you.
Huh?
Hershey's Nuggets. So,
okay.
Very close, but. Two so far.
Sure.
And a Halloween. Oh. No, I guess that didn't work.
Okay.
Halloween TV special, I got Homer Simpson's Halloween.
No. No.
But
Homer
he hosts
Halloween.
Yeah, he hosts the Halloween special. He's like,
no,
gotta,
it's still called The Simpsons.
You don't even watch television. How do you know? How would you know anything like
watch
this?
I watch it a lot.
But it's not Homer Simpson's Halloween. No chance.
I think it might be called that.
Joke.
I think not.
No?
Sorry. Let's vote. 1, 2, 3.
For movie, I had Halloween 2.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
All right.
I got
fine.
That going for me.
I feel like Oliver, Halloween movie answer should be canceled.
Actually,
I think
you're
right,
You both had the same one.
We had the original, you had the sequel.
I had a different movie.
Oh, I see.
Actually,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I can't do this.
What?
Okay.
Next category.
And then for weapons, I had hair-cutting scissors.
What? No. No.
That makes it 4.
Hair-cutting scissors?
Yeah.
No. No.
Why not?
No
They're,
way.
Those are really sharp.
Not what they're referred
they're sharp
to.
They're
hair-cutting scissors?
And that's what's happening. Oh.
No.
No.
It's almost like a, you know, you're enhancing the, yeah.
So aside from shredding scissors,
like,
what other kinds of scissors can you think of?
Paper-cutting scissors?
Yes. Huh?
Paper-cutting scissors.
Paper-cutting scissors are different from regular scissors?
Fabric scissors.
Fabric scissors.
Okay, fabric scissors really exist, but nobody says
Paper cutting scissors.
No one says paper cutting scissors. Everyone just says scissors. Can we say scissors more?
Scissors?
Scissors.
Scissors.
All right.
Hair cutting scissors.
All right.
Scissors.
All right, whatever.
Holy scissors.
Scissor me. Okay.
Let's go to the next.
Take, oh, 4 for that round.
Oh, yeah, take it. All right. Don't put Sarah.
That means,
no, let's go.
Okay.
Let's know how many you actually get.
Halloween costume. Hester Prynne.
Sure.
Okay. Awesome.
Who's Hester Prynne?
From The Scarlet Letter.
Oh, right. You have a big A on your chest.
Halloween candy, don't have it. Prop helmet.
Helmet.
Okay, Halloween TV special. Harry's Hot Hands.
What? Wow.
Harry's Hot Hands for 3.
Did that come after, what was the book?
Esther's
Lost Colon.
Oh. That was such...
Harry's Hot Hands.
Was that the movie version of that?
That was... I had a very brief one run during 1982.
So what happened during Harry's Hot Hands?
Well, there are these mysterious hands that, like, approach people in the night, and if they go... they're just hands, like...
Just hands.
Just hands that float down, and they, like, freaking choke people to death, and they're scalding hot. So you either burn or get choked, or whichever comes first.
Well, that sounds really scary.
And then the hands disappear.
How'd the movie end?
I mean, it's just a kill fest. There's really no...
So there's no ending. It's just killing the fish?
Yeah, yeah. And they wave to you at the end, a field of them.
How'd it do at the box office?
Not so great.
Is it bomb?
No.
I think it was
better
like
on video?
A C movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
So do I get my 3 points?
Wow.
That's all you had?
It's really a stretch.
Sure, you get your 3 points.
No.
It's really stretching it.
All right, what's the totals, everybody?
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, I thought you were done. Go
Scary
ahead.
Place to be on.
Wait, no, you got 3 points for that? Harry's Hot Hands.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, that's going to get 3 points for that one.
All right, oh. Scary Place to be on Halloween, a hallway.
Oh, it's almost as scary as the entryway.
Entryway, it's so scary.
Yeah.
If you thought the entryway was scary, wait till you get to the freaking hallway. You're going to be out of your mind.
Okay, fine. Weapon, hammer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What kind of hammer?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
A nail hitting hammer.
Okay.
Frickin', if you get hit with a hammer, you're in trouble.
You are in big trouble.
I don't have any problem.
So, you want to total it up?
Okay.
Yeah, I got my...
Mr. Macho.
No,
my
no.
My name is Derek Taylor. You're not really immune to any kind of weapon. Because
no, no,
I'm
no, no.
Cool
I was...
ass and I'm hot as stone.
I was just saying, well, some of that's true, but I was just saying...
Oh, my
that, God. No, I was just saying that I don't have a problem with your answer to the hammer. It's also a good movie, right?
The Hammer?
The Hammer.
Harry's Hot Hands is better.
I wish I had Can't Touch This on my iPhone.
Wait, our mascot
oh,
is finally coming around.
Our what?
Our mascot.
Oh, our assistant producer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assistant producer Leo.
So what's the totals, everybody? I have
for both?
Yeah. I have a total of 9 points.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
That's outrageous.
That's
we still have outrageous. I have legit answers.
I have a total of 6.
I have 5. I'm in bunk last. But I would say I have the most creative answers.
Harry Fox and.
No, Esther's stolen.
Oh, that was pretty good. Yeah, you got that. I think that was pretty good.
What
yeah.
do I get for winning?
What do you get for winning?
Yeah.
Just prestige. Halloween prestige.
We'll give you the song.
Yay!
That's pretty good, right?
That's amazing, actually. What did they say?
This is from actually a Halloween movie.
Is it?
I think it's Halloween 3.
Oh, really?
Let's talk about Gary. Some Halloween drinks, cocktails, shall we?
There's
oh.
Halloween cocktails?
Oh, my gosh. We did a whole riff on the Meltdown Incentive. That's
awesome.
My classical improvisation group, people.
Really? So what kind of Halloween cocktails did you talk about?
Well, I got one off of, get this, guys, hotandhealthymom.com.
Ew.
Hot and happy.
There's a
hot
website
healthy.
Called hotandhealthymom.com.
Yeah, and you should
have Wait, was there happy in there?
Yeah. They could not have asked for a more dorky URL.
That is pretty...
Hotandhealthymom.com.
Hotandhealthymom.com.
You should have heard Head Brom. Hot and healthy.
Yeah.
Hot and healthy. It was really funny.
Hot and healthy.
Hot and healthy.
Hot and healthy.
Hot and healthy. All right, anyway, so just,
yeah.
You know, there were recipes for, like, the zombie.
Oh.
What is the zombie?
So they had, like, crazy Halloween wacky shtick with alcohol drinks?
Yeah, and then there was one where you, like, you take strings of black licorice to look like spider legs over the edge of the martini glass.
Black licorice, wow.
And then, you know how to make eyeballs in a drink, right?
With olive?
I do it all the time.
You freeze, the way to really make it look authentic, you take a radish, you shave, you know, you peel the radish, maybe you leave a little red on, you could meticulously peel it so it looks like veins in the eyes, then you cut out
Whoa.
A hole, and then you put the olive in, the green olive.
That's pretty. Kind of a lot of work for a drink.
And then you freeze it as ice cubes in a drink.
That would be kind of fun.
That
yeah.
could be fun.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of work goes for ice cubes.
Yeah,
though.
But you go through a lot of work for marshmallows.
That's true,
that
but they're
true.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, but I think these ice cubes, we may want to try them 1 year.
Next year?
Maybe so.
You're going to have a Halloween party at your
that
pad?
Could be fun.
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
A Halloween party. Well,
I'd like to have a Christmas party.
Oh, that must be Sarah.
Excuse me.
Your phone is vibrating. It's making a big ruckus over here.
You know, I think they took this off early last time.
Yes, they
we
did.
We might want to. I don't want to wrap this up early for the podcast.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
We probably could do that.
Yeah, in a couple of minutes. Or do you want to? You have Can't Touch This over there?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it! I would have played it earlier.
Oh, you're talking about Hammer.
Yeah, the Hammer. I love that. I love Hammer. Hammer, don't hurt him.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going to be on the show next week?
What do we have
next week?
It's going
to be November,
week?
November 7th.
Damn it, I'm going to have to come up with a new sound for November.
It's almost Thanksgiving. The year is almost over.
I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. But you know what? Next week, we'll be on an hour later because it'll be daylight savings time.
Well, you got to factor that in.
Back an hour next week.
And we better do the show at the right time.
We will do the show at the right time.
That's
daylight
great.
Daylight savings. Listen to Soft Palette. Daylight.
All right, I'm going to have to turn the mic down, and I think we're going to, at
that
stage, I think we...
Wait, can I turn my mic back on?
Okay.
What the hell is going on?
Well, they were clipping out.
I'm back in. All right, that's sorry about that.
My mic? Hey, put me on.
You're on.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Am I on?
It's getting a little hacky in here.
It's getting a little hacky in here.
But join us next week.
Join us next week when it'll be November and we won't play the Rocktober sound effect anymore.
But it's still October now.
Rocktober. Oh, one last time.
Oh, sad.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the Bonus Hour podcast. Email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Happy Halloween, peeps.
Find us on Facebook and become our fan and maybe win a $10 gift card next week. And visit our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.
Woo!
Cover time.
This is the Derrick and Kay Show.